You don't leave home without it. Heck, you may not do much of anything without it, but experts say you might want to consider changing how you use your cell phone this holiday when you're in a busy place, like the mall, for example.
Most people don't know that anything even has happened until something bad happens. You know, you get a phone call from your bank saying, did you make a purchase in Florida when you were in D.C.? And you're like, there's no way that I did that.
Akhil Muhangi is a forensic scientist in D.C.'s digital evidence unit and says turning off the big three, your phone's Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and location services, could spare you from a crime of opportunity.
And there may be just some person sitting at the mall with a computer hidden in a bag that's just, you know, trying to capture as much information from passersby as possible.
And then, of course, if something does pop up on your screen, make sure you read whatever those notices are before you just click OK.
CBS News technology analyst and the CEO of ConnectSafely.org, Larry Magid, says take your name off the Bluetooth on your phone and change it to something unique. That'll make it harder for a hacker to identify you as the device's owner.
Because it's certainly possible that somebody might try to connect to your phone from their unauthorized Bluetooth device, and if you just click OK, you're a sitting duck.
He says relying solely on a cellular connection will keep you more secure while you're out and about, especially if you do end up using your phone to shop.
If I'm shopping online from a coffee house or banking online, I'll use my phone or I'll connect my computer to my phone rather than using public Wi-Fi because that is a very insecure environment.
Learn more about how to shop smartly this season at WTOP.com. Search sell. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.